Yeah, they get paid $10 per call.
I see. Oh, yeah. I was asking when the tape ran out, what you had heard of an egg that might be made out of China or some similar substance that a farmer might put under a hen to try to...
I think they were made out of porcelain.
Porcelain?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard them call anything in particular?
No, no. Porcelain egg, white. Can't recall.
If you had to go milk the cows, what would you probably carry with you to catch the milk in?
A pail.
Pail? What would that be made out of, your conception of a pail?
Well, I'm sure it'd be made of metal.
Metal?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like a pail, maybe made out of wood, that you would call by the other name?
Water pail.
Water pail.
Milk
pail. What about a bucket?
Yeah, bucket. Under expression.
So, do you
we know which one to find, pail or a bucket.
A bucket and a pail, same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. What about, have you heard of having a bucket that a woman might keep in the kitchen to throw her scraps in to keep for the hogs?
Oh, yeah, they used to call those things slop buckets.
Slop buckets.
Yeah, because they feed the hogs. Slop buckets.
And what about the big one that you just throw general refuse in? That's your...
I don't know. Never heard of
that. Or you might set it out for the garbage man to pick up? Just garbage can? Or
garbage can, I guess, yeah.
And this thing that women use to cook, say, fry ham, fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything else?
No, not to the room call.
Would a skillet and a frying pan be the same?
Well, yeah, it would be the same. We've very seldom hear it. I can't recall it. I've heard it, that expression used, but we've always called them skillets.
You ever heard of an old-fashioned one with legs that might have been used in the fireplace?
An iron kettle.
Iron kettle?
No, that's not a skillet, though. Yeah, I'm sure they did have. Yeah, they did have them made years ago. With iron legs on, they were skillets.
And
the old iron kettle also, you know, with legs on it.
Right.
In fact, I have one out here at the back with fry fishing.
Is that right? Is that a pretty big type that people in the country used to use for boiling clothes? Or
wash kettle.
Wash kettle.
Wash pot.
Yeah. And what about this thing that people display cut flowers in? You call that a...
vase or urn?
Now that's not the same thing as you would grow the flowers in.
No.
Is it?
No. You grow the flowers, I'm sure, in a flower pot.
A flower pot?
Yeah, vases to be used after, you know, the flower has matured for display purposes and so on.
What do you call the utensils that you eat with at the table?
Knives, forks, and spoon. Yeah.
And after the meal is done, in order to clean the dishes, you say that the woman does what? She has to...
Wash the dishes, yeah. Yes, sir.
And then to get the soap off, she...
rinse them.
What do you call the rag or cloth that she uses when she's washing the dishes?
Oh, a dish cloth.
Dish cloth?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the one that she...
a scrub cloth. That's a drying cloth.
Drying towel. What about one that's about the same size that you would use when you're taking a bath?
Oh, a wash rag.
Wash rag?
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger one that you draw off?
Towel.
The thing in the sink in the kitchen that water comes out of, you call that?
Faucet.
And what if it's outside that you hook up your hose to?